You are welcome to today's teachings. Today we are going to look at the character of an intercessor. And in today's teachings, we are going to study some of the features or some of the characters that every intercessor is supposed to have or possess. So we are going to look at a man called Abraham in the Bible as a case study. You know, Abraham was an intercessor. And according to Genesis 18, the verse 16, if you have your Bible, you can go to Genesis 18, the verse 16, and let's read it together. And the men rose up from those and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. The Bible said that, and Abraham went with them and bring them on the way. What does it mean? You know, the people that came to visit Abraham, they were not just mere men, they were angels of God. You know, the angels of God comes in the similitude of God. They come to represent God, or they come with the message of God, or they are the presence of God. So the Bible said that when Abraham saw those people, those angels, when they came to him, and even after the message, after talking, after doing everything, when those men were going, Bible said Abraham walked with them. What does it mean? It means that Abraham had that attitude of walking with God. He had a fellowship with God. So one character that every intercessor must have is that every intercessor must walk with God. Every intercessor must have a personal relationship with God. It is not enough for you to intercede. You must have your own personal walk with God, because if you are interceding, then there is a necessity that you must have a personal relationship with God, because it is the personal relationship that you have that helps you to be able to stand in the gap for the people of God, or for the community, or for the nation, or for the families, or for the church. So Abraham had a character of a personal relationship with God. Abraham had a personal walk with God. That is why Bible said that God called Abraham a friend. Imagine coming to the place whereby God is calling somebody a friend. That means that this guy has come to a place whereby he has a personal intimacy with God. You see, that was why God was able to reveal those things to him. That the Bible said that when the angels of God were going, God said that, must I hide this from Abraham? So because he is a friend of him, and because he always have that walk with him, God couldn't hide the personal, or God couldn't hide those secrets from him. You get it? That is why the Bible said that the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and God reveal them his ways or secret. Do you get it? So God reveals secrets to people that have intimacy with him. Hallelujah. So we are looking at the character of an intercessor, and in the first place we have just looked at the first character, which is that an intercessor must have a personal relationship with God. Amen. So every intercessor must have a personal relationship with God. Amen. Because Abraham had a personal relationship with God. Number two, as we continue with this scripture that we are reading, Genesis 18, the verse 16. I think we are now on the verse 17. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? You see, so God couldn't hide the thing that he actually wanted to do. Why? Because Abraham had a personal relationship with him. And you and I know that if there's a friend that you have, if even you want to do something, mostly you are tempted to tell your friend whatever that you want to do, because this person has an intimacy with you, or a relationship with you. Amen. So the verse 18 says that, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. You see, for I know in him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon him which he has spoken of him. You see, so God testified that Abraham, I know. You see, imagine God said, I know that this person will do. That means that Abraham has integrity. Every intercessor must have a personal integrity. You must come to a place in your life that you can stand for certain truth. You can stand for certain things. That is not, you know, sometimes the voice of the people, sometimes does not mean that the voice of God. Do you get? Because sometimes a whole nation can go wrong. Yes. So this is why you must be able to stand for the truth. So your integrity. Abraham knew. Abraham has come to a place that God is even testified that I know that Abraham. So based on what Abraham was doing prior to the thing that God has seen, God is now able to testify that Abraham can command his children. So every testimony must have an integrity. The fact that you are far doesn't mean that God is far with you. Because if you are intercessor, whatever that you are doing, God is also interested. Do you get it? You cannot just do anything, or you cannot just endorse anything as an intercessor and then come and stand before God in the garb and pray. No. So as an intercessor, your integrity is very, very necessary. Your integrity, ability to defend the truth, ability to stand for the truth, ability to be known by the truth. It's very necessary. So the Bible said that Abraham, God himself testified that Abraham will surely command his children. So Abraham had integrity. Amen. So every intercessor must have integrity. Amen. Let's continue to read the verse 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of faith which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. The men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood before yet God. Look at this. Abraham stood before God. Now the thing is that what will make Abraham to stand before God? If Abraham didn't have passion. So another character is that as an intercessor, you must have passion and love. You see? Because that's not propels you to stand. It is that's not stands with you to pray. It's that not makes you to stand to pray for people, to intercede for people, because you have compassion, because you have love, because your love compels you. Because if you don't have love, I'm telling you, it's very difficult for you to pray for people. If you don't have compassion, it's very difficult for you to pray for people. The Bible said that Jesus Christ was moved by compassion and he was able to heal people. So the thing that was motivating Jesus is not that the power was there. The power can be there, but sometimes if you are not moved by compassion, you might not pray. You know, there are certain times that people can call me concerning certain situation, but that compassion thing have not yet come until I send the compassion, then I move. And the moment that I move in that dimension of prayer, God will surely answer. Why? Because you are praying by compassion. Do you get? You are praying by love. And it's a character that every intercessor must come to. Amen. So we are looking at the character for an intercessor. We are first look at that every intercessor must be able to work with God, have a personal relationship with God. We have also looked at everything must have integrity, and we have also looked at the passion or the love that an intercessor must have. Amen. So these are three characters of an intercessor. I believe we shall continue and add more layers to the topic. God bless you and stay blessed.